I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah, the all-healing, all-knowing from Satan.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi Channel, welcome to another silsila, Reality of Shaitan. And today's topic is Mistakes of Shaitan. What was his mistakes? What led to his destruction? The mistakes which he made. Before we go on talking about our topic today, mistakes of Shaitan, let's listen to a benefit of reciting peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who recites salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening will be granted my intercession on the Day of Judgment. We should recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as much as we can in the morning and as much as we can before going to sleep, so that we can gain more blessing from this reciting of peace and blessings and gain the nearness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islam brothers, in today's silsila, Reality of Shaitan, we're going to be talking about the mistakes of Shaitan. Obviously, these were the mistakes which led Shaitan to his destruction, to his this great loss, that he became a curse, he became Iblis. Although if you look at what Shaitan was before, he was the leader of the angels, he was the preacher of the angels, his name was mentioned in different forms, under different heavens, under different skies. But the mistakes Shaitan made, the disobedient Shaitan did, led him to his destruction. And inshallah azawajal, in today's episode, we will learn regarding the mistakes of Shaitan. And inshallah azawajal, by learning regarding what mistakes Shaitan made, inshallah azawajal, we'll able to keep ourselves away from these mistakes and keep ourselves protected. Now, many mistakes can be mentioned, and many scholars have mentioned many mistakes of Shaitan. The first mistake Shaitan made was that he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some mention regarding this that the first mistake of Shaitan was jealousy, was hasad. Some mention regarding the first mistake of Shaitan being pride. Yes, all these are together in one which caused Shaitan to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he, the first mistake he did, that he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another mistake Shaitan made was that he insulted a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He insulted Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, saying that I am better than him. The other mistake Shaitan made was pride, that he had takabbur. Another mistake Shaitan made was jealousy, hasad. He thought himself to be better than Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And he was jealous of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, that why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam? Another mistake of Shaitan was his arrogance. This was also another mistake Shaitan made, was that he swore a false oath. When Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was wandering in paradise with Sayyidina Hawa, Shaitan came and he swore a false oath. He was the first to swear a false oath on the name of Allah. Also, another mistake of Shaitan is lying. He lied to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. He lied to Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu ta'ala. And like this, many other mistakes Iblis made. Basically, Shaitan, Iblis, is that person who is full of mistakes. And this, after one mistake to another, led him to his destruction. After one mistake, he made another. Why? Because he refused to follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear Islam brothers, just keep this in mind, that today when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to do specific things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to perform namaz, we need to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we start to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for not reading our prayers, we know that the ones who are not performing namaz, they get involved in other sins, and from that other sin they're moving towards other destruction. And like this, the person's heart is filled with filth and he's away from obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's away from doing any righteous deeds, and this leads to his destruction, this leads to him losing his iman and being entitled for the fire of hell. So my dear Islamic brothers, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today if you look at, so many people are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously those who disbelieve, those who are disbelievers, they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the fact that they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who believe, they also disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed many ahkams, many rulings, many orders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to do many things. And today we leave them orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to perform our 5 daily prayers. And if we do not pray our 5 daily prayers, we have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to fast in the month of Ramadan. And if we do not fast in the month of Ramadan, we have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to perform Hajj, those who have the wealth and those who have the strength to do it. If we have all these facilities, there's nothing stopping us from doing Hajj. But after knowing that Hajj has become farz upon us, we still disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We fall in the disobedience. Like this, many other commands of Allah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to do. And those things which are compulsory, those things which are wajib upon us to do, we need to be doing them and keeping ourselves away from the disobedience of Allah. In the same way, those things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has restricted us to do. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us not to drink alcohol, then we need to keep ourselves away from alcohol. Like this, keeping ourselves away from music, away from lying, away from backbiting, away from jealousy, away from hasad, away from all those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to keep ourselves away, has told us that these things are haram for us, then we need to keep ourselves away from them things. And inshaAllah, when we will do this, we will move towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear Islamic brothers, the first mistake shaitan made, that he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and save us from his disobedience. Ameen, bijahin nabil, ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the other mistake shaitan made, the disrespecting of a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he disrespected Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa salatu wa salam, saying that he was better than Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, disrespecting any prophet in any way or any form, this leads to kufr, disbelief, and we should keep ourselves save from disrespecting the prophets of alayhi salam, and especially the beloved prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's mentioned in Bukhari Shariat that the respect of a Nabi is for the ain, that it is obligatory personally upon every individual. In actual fact, this is a reality, it's an essence of all form. The slight disrespect and disregard of a Nabi, or a falsification of the word of any Nabi, renders one an unbeliever, causes one to become an unbeliever. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, it's very important to have respect for all the prophets of Allah. And people get caught in the tricks of shaitan. Today, people disrespect the Anbiya alayhim salam, the prophets of Allah, in many different ways. People have misunderstood or not mentioned the stories of the Anbiya, the prophets of Allah, in the right way. And like this, they fall in the category of disrespecting a prophet, and this leads to kufr. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this was one of the destructions of shaitan, Iblis, the curse, that he disrespected a prophet of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also keep us protected from disrespecting of any Nabi, of any prophet, alayhim as-salam. The other thing is pride, which led shaitan to his destruction. Why? Because when Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa salatu wa salam was created, shaitan, Iblis, the cursed one, he said that I am better than Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. He was thinking himself to be better than a prophet of Allah. He was thinking himself to be better. And what was the thing he put forward? That I am made from fire, yet Adam ala nabina wa salatu wa salam is made from clay. Him thinking himself better led him to his destruction, led him to be the accursed, led him to be taken from that high status, that high maqam, to destruction and to become the accursed one. My dear Islamic brothers, him Shaitan thinking the thought that he was better than Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. We should stop thinking today that we are better than anyone else. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, today people fall in this category that we think we have this pride in ourselves. We think ourselves as someone great. We think ourselves as someone better. And like this we look down upon the others. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, whoever in his heart has an atom or a mustard seed of pride, he will not enter Jannah. We should take the pride out of our hearts. Today, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, many people are involved in this sin. And this, keep in mind, this was the sin which Shaitan committed, that he was involved in pride. Today we think of ourselves better than others. Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he has mentioned a number of things regarding which leads a person to pride. And few of the things which Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned is one, that's knowledge. Person who has knowledge, he falls into the trap of pride. Second is worship, someone who's worshipping a lot. Third is wealth. Someone who has wealth, he falls into the trap of pride. Someone who has a great lineage, you know, people thinking we are better than others because we are from so and so lineage. Other is power. Someone who has more strength than someone else, he feels more pride, that he feels himself better than someone else. And another is beauty. Someone who has better looks, he feels himself more proud than someone who doesn't have as good looks as him. Another is leadership. Someone who is a leader, he looks down on people who are underneath him. These are some of the categories of leading a person. These are the causes of leading a person into pride. Now, if you look at each and every one of these, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, number one is knowledge. Today, someone has a bit of knowledge. And if there's some normal person comes to rectify him, he says, who are you to rectify me? You're born yesterday and you're trying to tell me? This is the sort of words which come out of our tongue. And what are these words? These are words of pride. Thinking of ourselves as better. If someone who is younger than us, if someone who might not have as much knowledge than us, and he comes to rectify us, we should listen to him, my dear Islam brother. It could be that we are the one who is making that mistake. And like this, humble yourself. And the pious people, rahimullah, always had this. When someone came to rectify them, they would listen carefully to that person and they would humble themselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would really think that no matter if they were the rulers, they would, when someone would rectify them, someone would tell them or give them a piece of advice, they would listen to that piece of advice. Like Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala, on the day of Eid, his daughters requested to the father, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, that everyone is wearing clothes on the day of Eid and we do not have any clothes. And Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, he felt sympathy for his children. He didn't have any wealth, so he went to the treasurer. He asked the treasurer that give him some money in advance so that he can buy his daughter clothes. Now this is a treasurer. He is under Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Was it Umar bin Abdul Aziz? He asked for a month's wage in advance. The treasurer said to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Hazur, tell me, will you be alive for another month? Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala, he appreciated his treasurer who advised him in this way. So my dear Islam brothers, someone comes to you, gives you a guidance, advises you of something regarding the deen, we should listen to. And this was the way of the pious people, rahimahullah. Whether we know more, if someone comes to us and tries to advise us, Shaykh Tariqat Amil Sunnat Dawud Barakatum Al-Aliya, he says that the placing of the sheet, the cloth, the chadar upon the clothing when sitting, he said that he learned this from a child. He saw a child placing a piece of cloth, a chadar, to cover himself when he was sitting down. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, he says, when I saw this child, I took this from him and I adopted this action. My dear son, this is the method of the pious people, rahimahullah. They would adopt actions from others, they would learn from others. Today, if someone has a bit of knowledge or someone has studied a bit of Quran or Hadith, he thinks himself superior than others and he has pride in himself. He feels himself better than others. And we should avoid this. If we have a bit of knowledge, humble ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's given us this knowledge, this gift of knowledge. Other is worship. Sometimes when someone is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he thinks himself that I am someone better than someone who doesn't worship. If someone is always performing his namaz, a person comes into the masjid who might not have a beard, who might just come to the masjid for the first time, or someone we know who's living a life of sin, and he's come into the masjid, and he's come into the first row, never look down on people like this, my dear Islam brothers and views. It could be that that person might become someone a lot better than us, and that person might become someone with a lot more status. So never think of your worship to be something leading yourself to pride. Save yourself from pride because of your worship. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Humble yourself in the court of Allah. Similarly, with wealth, when people have wealth, they look down on people. Those people who do not have money, people with wealth, sometimes if a beggar comes to them, they think, who are you? They will treat him like he is no man. They will send him away like he is no man. Even if you cannot give to a beggar, don't give him, but do not degrade him. Do not feel yourself better than him. Do not gain this. Do not feel pride of yourself because of your wealth. Because it could be that this wealth is taken away from you. Many people who were given so much wealth, the wealth of the world, in one go, wealth was taken away from them. They were left in the state of begging. Who knows, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, if today we have wealth and we have pride over this, it could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might take this wealth away from us, making us go into that stage where we might become beggars. So never think of your wealth to be a form of pride. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you wealth, give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Save yourself from pride and humble yourself. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's given you this great favor. The other thing is lineage. Some people, because of the lineage, who they are, they think themselves more superior. My dear Islam brothers and viewers, we should save ourselves from this as well. Today people say that I am from so-and-so tribe, that I am from so-and-so place, I am better than him. If someone comes, or they sometimes you hear someone with a low lineage, someone is from a lower tribe, we tend to look down on them. Who is this person? He's from so-and-so tribe. He doesn't have any value. He doesn't have any status. This leads to pride, my dear Islamic brothers. The only thing which makes us better is the more one has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we have closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will make us better, not our lineage, not who we are. So do not have pride over this. The other thing is power. If someone has power, someone has strength. Today people who do training, who do bodybuilding, who lift weights, think themselves, feel proud of themselves, or they think themselves something big. They walk on the streets like if they're going to split the ground apart. My dear Islamic brothers, if you are doing weightlifting, if you are picking up weights, or if you have a good sized body, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with such a health, do not feel proud of this, but humble yourself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there could be someone who will have more power than you, who can take you down in one go. Save yourself from this feeling of pride. The other is beauty. Some people, when they have good looks or they might have a fair skin, they look down on someone who doesn't have as a fair skin, whose skin is darker, or some people think themselves to be, they fill themselves with pride because of their looks, or they have good looks, and when someone who doesn't have as good looks as them comes to them, they don't want to be sitting in their company. They want to be keeping themselves away from such person. My dear Islam brothers, save yourself from this type of pride also. And also leadership, people who become leaders, they feel proud. The thing of pride overtakes them, and this leads them to destruction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from these situations of pride. If you are blessed with any of these attributes, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear Islam brothers, pride was the thing which led shaitan to its destruction. Shaitan, Iblis, became a curse because he thought himself better. Stop feeling pride. Take this thing of pride out of your heart and start to humble yourself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear Islam brothers, even the greatest of man, even the most greatest of being, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he whatever he wished would be put in front of him. If the Prophet ﷺ wished, he could have had the world and everything in it. Yet the Prophet ﷺ humbled himself. The Prophet ﷺ would eat once and he would not eat again. The Prophet ﷺ would sleep on the floor and he would humble himself in this way. My dear Islam brothers, we should try to humble ourselves also and save ourselves from this trick of shaitan of pride. The other thing which led shaitan to his destruction was jealousy, was hasad. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti, Ash-Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, he reports the first disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal was due to jealousy. Iblis, the accursed, refused to prostrate before Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa Salatu wa Salam, and it is this jealousy which provoked him to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from jealousy, protect us from this disease of jealousy. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Maria, shaitan was destroyed because of jealousy, and today he's trying to make us feel jealous of others as well. And in many ways, this is a great trap of shaitan to put jealousy into the hearts of the believers. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabina wa salatu wa salam, when Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam was taking everyone unto the ark, those who believe and like the animals in pairs, unto the ark, there was an old man who was coming unto the ark. When Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabina wa salatu wa salam saw this old man, he stopped him. He said, "Who has allowed you to board the ark?" Now, shaitan, Iblis was in that form of that old man. And he said to Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabina wa salatu wa salam, "I have come unto the ark to spread evil whispers into the hearts of these people, so that my whispers, their hearts remain with me, yet their bodies remain with you." Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabina wa salatu wa salam, he said to Iblis, "Oh cursed one, get lost from here, get out of here." Iblis, the accursed, the shaitan, he said to Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabina wa salatu wa salam, "Let me tell you 5 tricks which I do to destroy the people. I will inform you of 3 of these, but not inform you of the 2. Allah sent a revelation to Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabina wa salatu wa salam, saying to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, "Ask Iblis, ask shaitan to tell you the 2, leaving the 3. So Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabina wa salatu wa salam, he said to Iblis, "I do not want to know the 3, but just tell me the 2. Iblis, he said regarding the 2 things which he leads the people astray, Iblis said that these 2 things have never brought me failure, nor have made me a liar. These 2 tricks, I destroy everyone, I destroy the people. Number 1 is jealousy, and number 2 is greed. And jealousy which made me accursed and damned." So my dear Islam brothers, we learn jealousy was that action which led Iblis to its destruction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this trap of shaitan, this destruction of shaitan, of jealousy, that Iblis is saying that he is always successful through jealousy, through greed. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from these tricks of shaitan and jealousy. And what does jealousy do, my dear Islam brothers and viewers? It makes a person involved in lie. It makes a person involved in backbiting. It makes a person involved in tale-telling. It makes a person involved in slander. It makes a person involved with so many sins. And like this, jealousy becomes a means of a person's destruction. My dear Islam brothers, in today's episode, we learned regarding the mistakes of shaitan. These were just a few mistakes which shaitan made, although shaitan made many other mistakes and he's continuing to make mistakes. We should learn about these mistakes which Iblis, shaitan is making, keep ourselves away from these types of mistakes, and keep with the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep with the righteous people inshallah, by keeping ourselves connected to this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, we'll able to save ourselves from these types of mistakes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to refrain from the tricks of shaitan, to keep away from the tricks of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us protected. My dear Islam brothers, continue to watch these silsilas of the reality of shaitan, so we'll able to save ourselves from the tricks of shaitan. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah, the all-healing, all-knowing, from Satan.